Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 10, The Ascent. Part 3.
How are we looking? Is that it?
All done. Thanks, Rust. I really appreciate this. Now let's go home.
Happy to help. Hope they can put those medical supplies to good use.
The people at the distribution center seemed really happy to get them. Their eyes nearly fell out of their head when they saw how many we had.
It's amazing how much you can fit in this van when you try.
I'm glad you were here to help unload everything. And, by the way, you're looking in nice shape with those replacement parts of yours. It must be a relief to be mobile again.
Yeah, feeling pretty good for a change.
I still can't believe you and Sienna traveled all the way out into the Deadlands. It must have been pretty goddamn daunting.
It wasn't easy, I'll give you that.
This vault place sounds incredible. I'd really love to see it someday.
Planning a holiday to the Deadlands, huh? I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
No, I just...
What is it?
I don't know. I can't stop thinking about Emily out there on her own. I keep picturing all of these different scenarios, and none of them are good.
Listen, don't worry about Emily. She can take care of herself. It's not like she's a stranger to the Deadlands.
This is different.
How so?
Before, she was hiding in Greywater, a little out-of-the-way place where there was never any trouble. Now everything's changed. She's on the offensive, putting herself at risk, going up against that lunatic Hallowell. I mean, who knows what he's capable of?
Emily is tough. She's gone up against some nasty pieces of work in her time and still lived to tell the tale, remember?
Hallowell is a whole different kind of threat.
Personally, I think he's the one who should be worried.
Sienna said she thought she could track Emily down, didn't she? What's happening with that?
Yeah. Sorry about the mess she's making in your apartment. Sienna gets wound up in her little projects, and then all of a sudden there's spare parts and junk all over the place.
It's fine. Now that Emily's gone, there's enough space to spread things out a little. But what exactly is she doing?
She's working on a comm system. Pretty neat stuff from what I can tell.
A comm system?
Yeah. Out in the Deadlands, there's almost no infrastructure at all. The old relay towers are few and far between, and there's not a lot of bandwidth.
Right. That's why you had so much trouble setting up your trade with
Tessa and Coltrane. Right. So Sienna's working on getting around that problem.
How does she intend to do that?
She got a few ideas from analyzing Halliwell's secret transmissions. The ones he was using to control the ghosts. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but she's confident it's gonna work.
And how does that help us find Emily?
I think the plan is to get more comms relays up to other locations in the Deadlands. Start making a kind of network, I guess. Once we have more eyes and ears out there, we'll have a better chance of knowing what's going on.
Sounds like a long shot.
Sienna seems confident. I mean, who knows? She's had her fair share of crazy schemes over the years, but... Huh. Speak of the devil. Hey, see? We were just talking about you.
Rust, you're not gonna believe this. I'm a genius.
You're right. I don't believe you.
No, this is... It's crazy. Here, hang on a second. Just let me patch it here. And there. What do you think of that? Shit. Rust!
What do I think? I think I just burst my eardrum capacitors.
Oh, shit. That was the wrong channel. Sorry. Here.
Sienna, if you blast me with that sound again...
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Who's that?
Coltrane? Is that you?
Hey, Rust. Good to hear your voice, man.
You too. Where are you?
I'm sitting right here, in the luxurious confines of the vault. Where else would I be?
But you're coming through in real time.
The wonders of modern technology, my friend.
It's the new comms unit, Rust. I got it working.
So anyone in the vault can just put calls through to the Strata now?
No, not quite. The unit I built here in the commune is interfacing with the one in the vault. It's like a direct line, point to point. From there, I'm patching it through to you on the grid.
Shit. Nice work, C.
She's a genius.
Don't you start.
I told you.
Nah, but seriously, this is some smart tech we got going here. A game changer.
Yeah, it's good to know we can pick up the phone and chat anytime we feel like it.
You got that right.
Hey, how's Tessa?
Swept off her feet. This place has been a madhouse over the last couple of days.
What's going on?
Refugees. They keep showing up at the vault looking for help.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Sure, it is, but it also means more work. We're still trying to figure out the logistics of accommodation and food, that kind of thing.
You got enough space down there?
Space is the least of our problems. We're more concerned about heating and power, you know, water recycling, all the, you know, that stuff.
Are you guys going to be okay, Train?
No doubt. Tessa and me, this is what we do.
Good to know.
What about you two? Was it smooth sailing on your trip home?
Pretty much. Right, C?
Yeah. No sign of Morton at all.
Word is that he's not doing too well. Lots of dissent at the Enclave, someone told me. They've pulled back all their patrols as they shore up their defenses.
Something tells me this is just a temporary setback.
I'm sure it is. But in the meantime, the people out here are making the most of it. We've even had traders start to come through again. How about that? Not a minute too soon either. We're in bad need of supplies.
Traders? Where are they headed?
I think one headed south, another to the east. Those trade routes used to see a lot of traffic until Morton came along.
That gives me an idea.
This sounds dangerous.
No, hear me out. What if we use these traders to help set up our comms network?
Comms network? Did I hear you right?
Yeah. I was thinking we could start building more of these comms units, set up additional point-to-point relays across the Deadlands. Not only would that allow Rust and me to talk to other settlements, but...
It would also allow the Vault to talk to them as well.
Right! A whole new comms network linking the Deadlands. Think about what that would do for your response times during one of Morton's attacks.
We'd be able to send out warnings to other settlements who might be in harm's way. Hell, maybe even coordinate counterattacks.
Exactly.
If we can do this, damn, it would put us in a whole new ballgame.
So how do we get it up and running?
Coltrane, do you still have the programming code I gave you for the comms unit?
Right here.
If you can stamp that code into a logic board and hand it out to the traders with some instructions on how it all works, that would be a great starting point. From there, the traders could begin the process of distribution to the settlements.
But the logic board is just one component. That won't give them a functioning unit.
The rest of the unit can be put together with parts that are pretty standard. The antenna, the power unit, I'd say most settlements would have them on hand. And if they don't, we can get them sent across as part of a supply run.
Yeah. You know, it might just work. But, not to rain on your parade or anything. There's a lot of other shit I'm trying to juggle right now. I can't guarantee I'll be able to make this a priority.
Oh, of course. I understand that.
I'm sure I could help. I know some traders who make trips south along the coastline on a pretty regular basis. As long as you give me the lowdown on those components, there's no reason why we couldn't get things rolling right away.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, guys, it was nice to chat, but I've gotta go. Tessa's giving me the evil eye.
Wouldn't want to get you in trouble, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, have a good one. And stay in touch. It was nice catching up.
Later, Train.
I've gotta run too, pal. Are you guys coming home soon?
We're on our way now.
Great, see you when you get here.
So what do you think now, Ximena?
Sounds promising, but I'm still not convinced it's going to help us find Emily. At the very least, I hope it's useful for your friends out there in the Deadlands.
Yeah, I really think it could help. If we...
Wow, popular today, huh? Phone's running hot.
Sorry, just a second. Yeah?
Rust, how are you?
Summers. This is a nice surprise.
Sorry I haven't been in touch lately. I've had a lot of things going on.
Haven't we all?
I meant to come and visit you, but...
It's okay, Summers. I know it's not easy for you to get around.
How are things going with your rehab?
Better than expected. Coping with a few changes, but... Overall, I feel like a new man.
Really? That's great. I've had a change in situation lately, too. Got a lot to tell you about that, actually.
Oh yeah? What like?
I was hoping you could meet me at the pump house so we can talk.
The pump house? Is that safe for you, appearing in public like that?
Like I said, things have changed.
Well, I'd like to, but my schedule is kind of crowded right now.
Russ, this isn't a social thing. I need to talk to you. Something's come up.
Ah, shit. What now?
It's important. And I'd rather not talk about it over the phone, if that's okay with you.
Is something wrong?
Just be there at 5, okay? It's urgent.
Yeah. Okay, Summers. I'll be there.
Thanks, big guy.
Seems like everybody wants a piece of you.
Yeah. What else is new?
She sounded pretty vague about the whole thing.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
What do you think this is all about?
I don't know for sure. But whatever it is, it's not going to be good.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Rust, thanks for coming at such short notice.
What's he doing here?
He's helping me with something. He's part of it.
Oh, is that so? If you told me up front, you could have saved me a trip. I'm not having anything to do with this guy.
Hey, that's no way to talk about an old friend.
Screw you, Kavanaugh. We were never friends, and we're not gonna be friends.
Hey, don't get your panties in a twist.
I still owe you for that blocker thing. Those checkpoints were a pain in my ass for weeks.
That was all part of a legitimate investigation. Collateral damage.
Maybe I should cause a little collateral damage to your face. We'll see if you're so smug after that.
You threatening a police officer now?
That's it. Hide behind your badge.
Screw the badge. Step outside and let's go. I've put down tougher bastards than you, you walking junk heap.
Guys, cut the shit. There are more important things at stake here.
Maybe you should have told him that before he came in here and—
Cav, shut it. Rust, sit down.
Fine. Let's get this over with. What do you want?
You look different, Rust. Showing a bit more steel than usual.
Plastic skin isn't exactly cheap these days. Figured I'd just go with a natural look for a change.
I like it. It's very you.
Yeah, sure.
Again, thanks for coming at such short notice. I really appreciate it.
What's the big hurry?
Let's go back a bit so I can explain it all. This won't take long, I promise.
Okay, I'm listening.
Last night, there was an altercation at a hideout in Midtown. The Lobos gang moved in on the Fortunatos.
The Lobos messing with the Fortunatos? Why would they do something stupid like that?
Actually, they cut those Fortunato assholes up into ribbons. Although calling them Fortunatos might be a stretch. These guys were new recruits. Easy meat.
Since when have the Fortunatos been soft?
The Fortunatos have been decimated, Rust. It was Carver. He targeted them during the Ghost Uprising, sending his army into their strongholds here in Midtown.
Carver?
It was payback for them trying to kill him when he escaped Blackhall.
Carver crushed the Fortunatos. Damn. I didn't see that coming.
Neither did they. Anyway, the point is that the surviving Fortunatos have been on the run ever since. Other gangs have put the pieces together and have realized they're vulnerable. They're moving in for the kill.
That's great news, I guess. But I'm not seeing what this has to do with me.
Detective Kavanaugh and I crossed paths at the safe house last night where the massacre took place. There were two bodies missing. A lieutenant called Halford and his right-hand man, DeLeo. It looks like they got away.
So what? By the sounds of it, they won't last long out on the street.
Halford is resourceful, and I have no intention of leaving this to chance. I have an opportunity to end the Fortunato legacy. Right here. And I'm going to take it.
Look, Summers. I know what a big deal this whole Fortunato thing is for you. But I still don't see why you need me.
Show him the footage.
Right, just a second. Here.
Watch this carefully.
What's this? Is that the ducks?
Yeah, we got a hit on some facial recognition on the surveillance in the early hours of the morning. It's Halford, and that's DeLeo with him.
Where are they running to?
We're still working on that. But take a look here. Watch what happens.
What is that? More guys closing in?
Yep, these are Lobos. They tracked Halford from the assault at the safe house all the way to the docks.
I think your friend Halford is outnumbered.
That's what we thought, too. And then this happens.
Is that a glitch in the surveillance?
No, it's not.
Wind it back a second.
All right, watch again.
Seven Lobos guys trip over and fall down dead without a hand being laid on them. Is that what I'm seeing?
They didn't trip. They were attacked by someone.
Snipers?
We've examined the footage for ballistics. There wasn't a single shot fired.
So what else could it be?
Some kind of chemical weapon, maybe. Something that doesn't show up on scans.
Makes sense. The Fortunatos probably have access to all kinds of crazy weaponry.
The thing is, I'm not sure Halford and DeLeo had any part to play in these Lobos being cut down. They don't even react until after the Lobos are already on the ground. I'd even say they look surprised. Just as surprised as the Lobos were.
The most likely explanation is that there are other players involved. We just can't see them on the footage.
So, I guess this is some kind of scramble tech affecting the video feed.
That's the way I'm leaning. You see, in the footage, these compression artifacts, a couple of missed frames too, and the image around the Lobos gets fuzzy.
Whatever it was, the Lobos definitely didn't see it coming.
I guess backup arrived for the Fortunatos just in time.
I'm not sure this was backup. Halford and DeLeo's recruits were slaughtered earlier, remember?
So who the hell was it?
Someone who has access to high-grade camouflage or scramble tech.
Well, it sure ain't gangbangers snatching handbags.
Right, but that poses the question. Who could it be?
There's something going on here. No doubt about it.
Why does the footage cut out just after the attack?
Someone smashed the surveillance camera. Made a real mess of it. We lost track of Halford after that.
Where did he go?
That's where you come in, Rust. Judging by the direction they were heading, it looks as though Halford and DeLeo were going straight toward this warehouse at the northern end of the docks. There's nothing else up there but a dead end.
Unless they did a 180 and went back the way they came.
No, they didn't leave the docks. We'd have picked them up on some other surveillance.
So, what's the warehouse?
It's owned by a company called Strickland.
Ah, shit. Strickland Corporation?
You got it.
What the hell is Strickland doing getting mixed up in this?
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
We don't know for sure that they are involved. Could be that whoever dropped those Lobos guys killed Halford and DeLeo as well, then dumped them in the bay.
But you don't believe that.
Call it a hunch, but yeah, we don't think that's how it played out.
Look, I know better than anybody that Strickland are a bunch of shitbags. I've been run off the road by the robo-couriers 1,000 times, had them undercutting for deliveries, you name it. But this? I don't know. Using high-tech operatives to rescue the Fortunatos? This whole thing makes zero sense.
That's exactly the conclusion that we came to.
I hope you're not expecting me to solve this thing. Surely Detective Know-It-All here's got it covered.
Detective Know-It-All? That's cute.
We're not asking for you to play detective on this one, Rust, but we think you could help us just the same.
How exactly?
We need to get inside that warehouse.
You think Halford's in there? Doing what?
I don't know for sure, but at the very least, I'd like to take a look at their surveillance footage to see what might have happened.
Okay, so get old man Kavanaugh here to flash his badge and away you go.
The backlog for warrants is deeper than a Dockerton sludge pit. We'd be waiting weeks.
The clock is already ticking. We can't do this by the book.
The book? Don't make me laugh. How about you two have never even read it? Stepping outside the lines is kind of your specialty.
We considered getting in through the back door, sure. But the security on this place is tight. Armed guards at every entrance, surveillance all over the place.
That's another thing that's suspicious. Why so much security for a run-of-the-mill warehouse? What are Strickland hiding in there?
We need you to use your contacts, Rust, to get us inside.
What contacts?
Partners and friends in the shipping and freight business. You must have accumulated a lot of those over the years.
Of course I have, but fill me in here. How do you expect this to play out?
We figure you could come up with some reason to get inside, a pickup, a drop-off, something like that.
I don't do business with Strickland.
So come up with an idea.
Look, even if I came up with a plan, what would I be doing once I'm in there? Am I supposed to start popping lids off storage crates looking for missing Fortunatos? That's gonna be a little obvious, isn't it?
It's the surveillance we need. Find an excuse to get to a terminal, plant a transmitter so we can hook into their system, we take it from there.
If security is as tight as you say, it's not gonna be easy.
Like I told you, he wouldn't be able to do it. Come on, we're wasting our time.
You trying to provoke me, Kavanaugh?
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. I'm just a busy man, that's all. And I don't like time wasters.
Well, as it turns out, I can do it. I know exactly how to do it.
But you're not going to.
I didn't say that.
Rust, I wouldn't have asked you here if it wasn't important. You know what this means to me. And if Halford gets away now and has an opportunity to replenish his ranks, the Fortunatos might live to see another day. In a year or two, they could be major players again. Killing, stealing, destroying innocent lives. We can't let that happen.
Yeah. No need to push my buttons like that. I'll help. For you, Summers. Not for him.
Kiss my ass, metalhead.
Right after you get down and...
Okay. Back off, both of you.
He started this.
Yeah. I'll finish it, too.
Listen, once this job is done, I'll set up a pit match for the two of you myself. Hell, I'd pay to see you crusty old bastards going at it. It'd be hilarious. But right now, let's stay focused. We've got a job to do. So let's do it.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, as well as my exclusive series, The Strata, Luna, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 10, The Ascent, starring Rhiannon Mauchel, Jason Churai, Michelle Mosley, Eliza Marteja, Trent Trachtenberg, Nate Barham, Brian Jeffords, Chloe Elmore, Rebecca Tanman, Brandon Hunt, Jarrett Griffiths, Vivian Reed, and Ramsey Zurob. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.